Move it closer to your face because you talk lower, JT talks louder. So welcome back to Karate Kid September. Yep. This whole month has been Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. So these are the first episodes of Cobra Kai we'll be doing. We're going to show no mercy. Mm-hmm. So, I know. Why am I the only one talking? Y'all the one that wanted to record right now before UFC.
I wanted to something.
No mercy.
No, they say something else.
Oh, the whole thing that they say.
Yeah, the whole Cobra Kai thing.
It's like three things.
What did you say? If you can't stand up, that one? No.
That was from part three.
That's from...
That was the...
still Cobra Kai.
That was the Quicksilver.
Method.
The Quicksilver method.
Yeah.
That was if a man can't stand, a man can't fight, a man can't see, a man can't fight, a man can't breathe, a man can't fight.
That is like the most horrible.
This one is Cobra Kai Never Dies, No Mercy, right? I think that's what it says on the back of their yellow shirt.
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
There you go.
And then I think on their shirts it said Cobra Kai Never Dies. In the part three, those cool yellow shirts that they had.
Yeah.
Those are cool. I want one of those.
Oh,
like the
80s
throwback?
Yeah.
The one that Dennis was wearing?
Yeah, Dennis.
With his tucked into his pants with his belt, his cowboy boots and belt. That was awesome, dude. Freaking Dennis.
I bet you they're selling the shirts.
Y'all have already seen a couple of these episodes, so.
I've seen the whole season.
I've seen all of them.
I want Dennis to come back, and if he's not, I'll be disappointed.
I'm going to tell you not, Dennis is not in any of these.
Oh, my bad, Snake. It was Snake with the cowboy boots. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dennis was
Dennis was the other one that stood in the background.
Yeah, that just stood in the background and then broke stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis was the weird kid that probably ate paste in school.
Sick of Dennis.
Yes. You barely checked to see if your mic was on?
No, I knew. See, no.
If that, I would want to wear the gi. See, he's like, nope, I'm not doing that stuff. Because they're sleeveless gis. How cool are those?
Yeah. You know, like, I have the hamburger meat showing all the
That'd be even cooler.
That'd be all 60s, right?
You'd be like John Kreese.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, except John Kreese looks like he has curly
hair. Yeah, it's curly chest hair.
Yours is just straight.
Yeah. I could fit the Zaya Zagi. He probably won't need them.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeves off and put it on.
Oh, my God. It's going to be high water.
I know.
So what?
Like, oh, my God.
That's not what I do.
I don't think it would be high water, because didn't he roll them up?
No.
I think so.
It'll probably fit JT fine. He's short.
So we're recording this so we could watch... Man, we're going to have a martial arts fulfilled day.
Yeah.
Because we're watching Cobra Kai, some karate, and then we're going to go into UFC.
And then we're going to fight
Adesanya versus Costa. Mm-hmm. Which, me and Rosie could probably have our own UFC podcast. But go. I guess what, synopsis? Look, if I could put her phone away. Five-star Rosie's got to read this shit.
All right. So... 34 years after losing the All Valley Karate Championship, Johnny Lawrence decides to reopen the Cobra Kai Dojo while his school adversary, Daniel LaRusso, runs a successful auto business.
Adversary.
I can't say it right.
Adversary? His adversary. Adversary.
Whatever.
You knew what I was trying
you
to say.
You know what I mean.
So he runs an auto body. Like shop, like his, like, what we're talking about, his Mr. Miyagi's little trees didn't make it.
The
stupidest name for a shop ever.
Miyagi's little trees.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to buy expensive ass bonsai trees.
And then they're hard to maintain.
And then he's like by the hood too, right? Who wants to buy bonsai trees in the hood, dude? Yep. I mean, you can probably have a better chance selling bonsai marijuana trees in the hood.
Mm-hmm. And then plus they're in California, so there's probably Mexicans selling them for cheaper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Good point.
See?
There's a bonsai place on the side of the road here that sells bonsai trees.
So in the movie, the last movie, is it 34 years after the first one or 34 years after the last one?
Says when he loses.
So he's 50 in this? Because he's like 16.
No, he's older. Remember, he's a senior.
He was older.
He was older than he was in the first movie. Let's just say that.
No, because remember we did the math. He had to have been under 18.
LaRusso was younger than him.
LaRusso was younger.
Yeah, but Johnny was
older.
18.
Was
so Johnny's probably like 52 in this.
Early 50s, maybe.
And then, like, how long can you hold a grudge about karate?
Oh, just wait.
Well, you're a prideful man.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're holding a freaking grudge.
Yeah, well, no, not, I don't know.
Mexicans do.
That's terrible.
I know from experience.
He beat me in a tournament one time. I hate that guy.
Well, you'll see why it's not really a grudge, but you'll see why it's like it eats at him.
It's
like,
his pride. Like,
Rosie, you haven't seen the episode. Why are you explaining his feelings?
You're fucking with someone's pride. Like,
so was it truly a loss in part one? Your opinion.
For Johnny?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because first of all, he didn't fight his game plan. Because if it was just him straight doing his karate, probably would have won.
Okay.
He was fucking, John Kreese was telling him, do this, do that.
Yeah.
Like, just like with Mike Barnes in part three. If he was just there and was straight up to fight Daniel, he would have scored the three points and then out.
Okay. So that would eat you up. The fact that you didn't get to fight your own fight.
Yeah.
But would you take it out on the guy that you were, or would you be mad at the guy that his game plan was?
He fought somebody else's fight because he respected that guy. You know what I mean? It was his sense.
But then you lose respect when John Kreese attacked him in the parking lot. So you lose all respect for that man.
It's not just that, too. Like, he just thinks of it. Like, they were young, so it has to do with Ali. Like, he took my girlfriend away. Like,
a lot of minor stuff. But once you start watching it, you see the whole...
Yeah.
You see the whole role.
More of the picture.
Yeah.
You see the whole role that Mr. Miyagi plays, and you see the whole role that John Kreese plays in these kids' lives.
Yeah.
Because, I wouldn't be mad at... Like, me, if I lost to Daniel and I was in playing... Like, my coach was telling me to do this and do that. I would be mad at my coach. Not at the guy that beat me. Because the guy that beat me...
have respect towards your sensei, like, I think it's different.
No, but my thing. Once that John Kreese attacked him in you lose respect for that man.
That's their whole dojo was all about all that shit.
But you'll see in the episodes that he did lose all respect for him.
Okay.
You'll see.
It's like, I don't
want to
tell you,
but you'll
find out. Like,
yeah.
I want to tell you because, yes, you'll understand why.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. All that gets explained.
Yeah,
because,
like, that would probably be the thing. And then, like, I don't know why Daniel would still have a rivalry after he topped Johnny.
But we'll see when it could
happen. Does he really look for him, or is he the one searching, or is it Johnny?
You'll see. I don't want it.
We don't know.
No spoiler alerts.
Well, we're going to find out.
You're going to
out. Who's searching for who?
Who's the bad guy? Who's the good guy? Or who's just being the asshole?
Yeah.
We'll see. Michael's like, God damn it.
Just bring back Silver.
Then you'll know who the villain is.
Right? It was clear cut. Fucking bad guy.
Yep.
I gotta admit, I liked him, the third one. Like, that was good.
Because he was such a cheesy character that it was just like...
I think that third one's probably my favorite.
He stole the show, dude.
I mean, like, me and Rosie, it's 1, 3, and 2.
Yeah, 1, 3, and 2.
It's because for nostalgia reasons, it's one first. Because we remember...
I like three. I got three, one, and two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember.
I would three. Thought you would have put three, two, and one.
No, three, one, and two. Because two was like okay, but it was...
But you didn't even like part one.
Cause you, yeah.
No, I like part one.
But you just said because it was more cutthroat part two because you knew who the villain was.
That's true. And then, like, Daniel does, he's like a better person in that one.
Yeah.
See, now you're changing my mind. Now I'm gonna want to move.
That's what you said. You said.
I do like. Now I'm like, maybe it is 3-2-1.
Because you remember you said.
Contact.
That-
oh.
You said that, right, Rosalie?
Yeah.
He's like, I
you were
like,
oh,
this.
I didn't like one because you had a so
the morals.
Much to say
the morals
about
were
one.
Different.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, yeah. But nostalgia plays a big part in things.
In part
you know?
One, though,
yeah.
Right?
Because the shower,
why,
the.
That Rosie's not
going
to get to be because
mm-hmm.
Jason
won't
make her the shower.
He didn't keep his word.
I know.
He's a jerk. Can't say something and then
was
not
that
keep
drunk?
Your word.
Probably.
You were drinking, but you weren't drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I drink, I lie.
All right.
Okay.
So, all
right.
Let's go ahead and we'll watch this, and then we'll cut back in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lettuce. Episode one down. What was the name of the? What was the name of the episode?
The name of the episode was Ace Degenerate.
Is that how you really say it?
It's all Michael, so I'm not even trusting.
So we kick off Cobra Kai episode one with Johnny down in the dumps, living in what looks like that old apartment that Daniel and his mom first moved into.
Oh, yeah. And there is like a...
And you know what?
And
a,
then...
He's a maintenance guy. Just
yeah,
like
Miyagi.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's,
but then, and then also a little racist calling the Mexican kid Menudo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he says, I live in so-and-so, he's all gray, more immigrant.
More immigrant. Little racist there, Johnny. Little racist.
And
so
also,
he,
it's a callback to, well, kind of, remember when the Russo, they move into their apartment, they have the water pressure problem, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good
point.
So,
that's, what's his name? Miguel?
Yeah.
Miguel has, he's always, how's your water pressure? Because ours, you know, and I remember that from the first one.
Yeah, the one that Mr. Miyagi took 3 days to fix or whatever, because he's a lazy.
Yeah.
So... Johnny's a little bit of a drunk.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Miyagi.
Oh.
Except Mr. Miyagi didn't leave Coors Light cans everywhere.
Well, we don't know. We never saw his room.
He was more clean.
It was Coors
Banquet. He was more clean.
Yeah. Yeah, because Johnny, he wakes up and eats fried bologna with ketchup.
No, I mean, every...
So
every
fried bologna is good, though.
Okay, so
bologna is good.
I think every guy, well, I mean, me.
On a sandwich.
No, you ever woke up, like, you have a beer, and you
half drank.
Beer.
Yeah,
half drank.
Drink
and
it.
It's like sitting there. You pick it up, and you'll drink it the next morning.
Yeah,
that's
and you
gross.
Drink it the next morning. Who
I've done it, like, dude, probably.
Yeah, but he drinks it, and he spits it out.
But then he drinks it again.
Oh, that's right. And then he realizes he has a hangover, too, because he touches his head, like,
yeah.
Oh, crap.
But, so, in this world, Johnny, well, in this... Time, well, not timeline, this is canon, I guess.
Yeah.
And now we find Johnny's a maintenance man and Daniel LaRusso runs a car dealership.
Yeah,
he owns the car dealership.
Luxury cars.
Luxury cars. What's it say? We kicked the competition?
Yeah,
it says luxury cars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's like when Johnny goes, he starts seeing everywhere he goes, it's like LaRusso, like
whatever.
Car sales. Like,
and then he gives
the
away
board.
Stupid bonsai trees with his...
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi's. Little trees.
Mr. Miyagi's little trees.
Is it bonsai or is it bonsai?
Bonsai, I don't know.
He says bonsai.
Does he?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. No, but yeah.
He's been saying it since, like, I was going to say.
Karate Kid.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
So, like we said, Johnny's down on his luck.
Yeah.
Or is he?
Gets fired from a job.
Then, for putting the TV on the wrong side, which...
Well, she wasn't specific. Yeah, she said was not... across from the door.
He literally put it across the door.
But there's two doors, so that's why she's like, that door. And she just, I guess, assumed he knew what she was talking about.
Yep.
Which is
terrible.
It's just typical rich person.
So he gets fired, and he goes to get himself, I guess, dinner.
A slice of pizza. And the guy, the convenience store guy, just grabs it with his hand.
His bare hand. And doesn't even put it on a plate.
I know, he just...
And then it sounded like he was digging around in the trash for a plate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The convenience guy. It did. And that's when Miguel shows up, and he's buying Pepto-Bismol for his grandma.
Yeah.
And
these bully dudes.
Yeah, these bully dudes show up and start bullying him. And then they mess with Johnny's car.
His Pontiac Firebird.
Yeah, so he does that. And then that's when Johnny goes...
Busts out the old school karate.
And you see his first kick, he's like, ow!
He hurt himself.
He hurt his leg.
So he gets some vintage Johnny karate.
Yeah. So see, he hasn't been doing karate in a very long time. But I guess he still has...
When we get to the stepdad part, he says that he got into some shit at Applebee's.
His dad?
That Johnny got into stuff.
They probably put onions on his bourbon steak.
He's talking about Talladega Nights.
Yeah, remember when they kicked out Applebee's? Because they put onions on his bourbon steak.
our derelict grandpa. Yeah, but... So
really? Okay, so he gets arrested. Well, they spray him in the eye with a mace.
Gets arrested.
Like right up in his face.
I know.
Dude, they didn't even stand back. That would have sprayed the cop too.
They're like, hey.
Yeah, right in his face. But I mean, Johnny was just sticking up for Miguel.
Yep, true.
And so he ends up in jail, and then that's when he goes back to his... Oh, that's when Miguel's like, oh, hey, can you teach me karate? Because those boys are going to... torture me
at school
when I start school, and he turns him down. And then that's when he goes into his apartment. That's when you see his dad,
his stepdad,
Ed Asner.
You meet Johnny's stepdad,
which is Ed Asner, Santa Claus from Elf. And he's like kind of a... Well, he's not really a dick. I mean,
yeah, he is a dick.
Yeah.
He is bailing his stepson out of...
He's bailing his stepson out because, I mean, he promised the mom that he would take care of him.
Dead, I'm assuming,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so he promised him he would always take care, but he's never, like... It's like...
Yeah, you could get that.
He's obligated to love the kid.
Yeah, like, he doesn't really love him. It's just, he's there because he promised him his mom.
Mm-hmm. So is that his mom in the photo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, okay, so what did you say about Applebee's?
He got into some shit at Applebee's.
Recently?
No, his stepdad
mentions it. I had to bail you out like that time at Applebee's.
Oh, so he got in a fight some time ago in Applebee's, right?
I told you, because they put onions on
his steak. Shut up! Oh my God.
Oh, hell, Bobby, I was high when I told you that.
So the...
He's drinking, what is it?
We're not doing a Saturday night, but so...
So he offers to buy him out and then stop caring about him together.
Yeah, but Johnny rips up the check. And during all that, his nurse, Rhonda's there, the dad's stepdad's nurse is there, just like... Tell him to stop yelling because it's blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, watch your judge shows.
Yeah, just be quiet and watch your judge shows.
So this is where Johnny starts
watching that movie.
Boozing and watching Iron Eagle.
Cool. Yeah.
Like everything he does is in the 80s.
Yeah.
The music he listens to, 80s.
Wasn't that what Motley Crue they listened to?
It was Poison.
And then Foreigner.
Foreigner.
Yeah.
He listened to Foreigner and...
Right, it was Poison, right? The first
one.
No, don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing.
Yeah, that's not Motley Crue.
Hold on.
That is Motley Crue.
No, it's not. You take that back, fool.
We'll see, Rosie. We'll see. Because honestly, I'm not too sure. So.
I thought it was Molly Crew.
No, it is not.
I'm looking it up right now. He's going to throw something at you.
I know. Because you're...
I'm going to laugh if you're right, Rosie.
No, it's not. I know for sure it's not Motley Crue. Damn it, who is it?
It is.
You want to bet $10 on it?
It's Poison.
Oh, see?
See? Play it.
Can I play it?
Just a little clip and then... Yeah, see? Yeah.
Like,
you should have held out for her, the agreement
for
$10.
God, and you just went up.
Messed the bet up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a whole deal going on.
No. It's all right. So, after this, after Iron Eagle, Johnny decides to drink and drive, which I guess is okay in California.
Oh, commercial. Remember, he sees the commercial to Daniel LaRusso's... car dealership, so he gets mad and throws the drink at the TV and breaks it. So he decides to drink and drive.
And he still has a tube TV.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
Like, flat screens are pretty cheap.
He's not into the new stuff, Michael.
I guess.
He's vintage, okay?
So that's where he decides to drive off.
And he has a flashback of all his times, like, young, when he was with Allie and... Crap like that.
You know, it's funny because the flashbacks are of Daniel and Allie instead of him and Allie. I was like, that's funny.
Where she was whoring around.
Whoring around with the.
That's what I see, but.
Which like why, like Daniel doesn't even mention. Okay, when later on we'll bring that up. Yes. We'll talk about that. But so he goes back to the All Valley Sports facility
to reminisce about when.
And that's when his car gets hit.
Yeah, his car's parked in the back and it gets hit by a SUV, right? Big old Land Rover.
So that's why Danielle was like, he is having the worst day ever.
He does. He is having the worst day ever. And he goes to the... And it's three teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like... He goes to the car and he's like, get out of the car. Get out of the car. And then they just drive off because... They're like, my parents will kill me if they find out. So they
How are they not going to find out? You totally smashed your car.
Yeah.
I guess they'll probably find an excuse for it.
Like probably
aside from hitting somebody, they could be like, well, I hit a guardrail or I hit
And it's a rich tree. Kids.
Oh, yeah,
so they're going to be like, oh, okay.
Or somebody
hit me.
Yeah, and they split, you know.
Yeah.
That's true.
They, I mean, they're
So then they tow his car to... Which I didn't understand why they would take it to a car dealership.
It's a body shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a body shop too.
It's the best
body shop
in town.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure some Mexicans on the south side of Los Angeles would
probably do a better job.
Do cheaper, faster.
And yeah, so he goes in there in a hurry the next day to try to go get his car. And the lady's like, it's going to take a couple of weeks for them to repair it.
Why didn't he call first?
Yeah, that's true. Does he have a phone? He doesn't have a phone.
Old school.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't, right?
Yeah, he's got a cell phone. Because remember he's talking to his boss on his cell phone, telling him that he's on.
That is true.
So, this is where he runs into Daniel.
Yeah, because he's like, my car wasn't supposed to be towed here. I want it towed somewhere else. And that's when he starts walking out because he hears that Danny LaRusso's going to come meet a client, right? One of the clients.
Yeah.
And he's like, Johnny? Johnny Lawrence? It's like, oh my God.
And then he kind of starts like...
Showboating?
Kind of underhanded, like, not underhanded, but, like, lightly shit-talking to Johnny.
Yeah, he was being a dick, dude. Like, just he wasn't lightly.
Even little things that he says, he's like, oh, instead of, like, he said, like, he was going to say, you look good, but then he, like, you look, and, like.
A good scene. You yeah. Like, he just like, says that instead. Like, he just.
Because Johnny does look like a wino.
And he introduces Johnny to his work.
His equivalent to Dennis and Snake Danielle, because there's one guy talking shit and the other one's just in the background.
Yeah, and they say, "Oh, this is the guy whose ass you kicked."
Mm-hmm.
And what Dicks. Does Johnny say? He's like,
"It's a legal head kick."
What? But he said, "Oh, he's out first." He's like, "You took my girl away." And Daniel was like, she wasn't really your girl now, was she?
Yeah.
And then they kind of just have a dead stare at each other, like, okay, let's not talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they start talking about the fight, and they're like, oh, is this the guy whose ass you kicked?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, it was a illegal kick. And he's like, oh, really, was it now? And he's like, what about your elbow?
Yeah, he goes.
He's but like, he got penalized.
He's like,
yeah,
I got a point.
Yeah.
You got the win.
Yeah.
Which is true. They should have taken a point away from Daniel then.
Mm-hmm.
If they took the point for the illegal elbow, then they should have taken a point
from Daniel as well. Yeah.
But then was it the if it was sudden death, like in the Mike Barnes tournament?
Mm-hmm. It was the last seconds of the fight.
Hmm.
Still.
I still don't know the damn rules to karate.
Yeah. Yeah. So then. What does he say? That he'll take care of his car. Don't worry about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
I'll call you.
It's
whatever.
On the house.
He says it's on the house.
So this is where Johnny finally kind of reaches a breaking point with all his bad luck.
Yeah.
And with that, like, LaRusso, like, wait here. I have something for you.
Gives him a stupid bonsai.
Yeah. But before coming back with the bonsai, like, his daughter shows up.
Oh, yeah, we forgot that.
His daughter shows up and hugs him, and that's when Johnny realizes,
like,
his daughter was in the truck.
Yeah.
And in the back car. Seat, right?
Yeah.
Well, then, and then before that, he also mentions that, like, good thing that Cobra Kai is not around anymore or whatever.
Because we're better off without them.
And that's kind of like, Johnny's
yeah.
like, well, fuck you.
Yeah, so that kind of
strike first,
Johnny
strike hard.
To like
right?
go to Miguel and be like, "Are you serious about
yeah.
training or whatever?" He's like, "Are you gonna teach me karate?" And he's like, "I'm gonna be your sensei."
He says, "What?"
What does he
are
say?
"Are you gonna be my karate
teacher?"
Yeah, and he
yeah.
goes, "I'm gonna be your sensei."
He
starts cleaning up all his shit. His cans of beers and gets the check that his dad gave him.
And go buys a...
Yeah.
Rents the dojo.
And we forgot to mention, too, that Johnny does have a son as well. Because the dad
yeah.
mentions it to him. Because Johnny's like, I don't need shit from you. Like, you know, basically he's a shitty dad. And he's like, well, you're one to talk. Like, how's... What's his name? His son?
I don't know.
15.
What's his name?
15.
No.
What's his name?
Was it Riley?
Get 2 15s?
No.
Robbie.
Yeah, it's
Robbie. I knew it was with the R.
Yeah, so he's like, when's the last time you've seen him? Because he hasn't
yeah.
seen him in a while. So, and then it ends with Johnny in his gi and stuff, tying the ribbon.
Tying a ribbon around his head.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now we're going to go into episode 2 to see what it's about.
Yeah, so Rosie needs to read the synopsis. Let's see.
All right, so let me go back here.
See, there's a short version. Daniel is rattled when he spots a new Cobra Kai dojo.
Synopsis.
He learns
synopsis.
About the violent altercations from Sam's crush, Kyler. Right.
Who the hell is Kyler?
You'll see. You will see.
That's why I'm like, read that one.
Okay, so the episode is called Strike First.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel is dismayed to find a new Cobra Kai dojo has been opened up. Johnny learns his dojo has to pass several safety requirements before he can actually start teaching.
See? That one, like, doesn't mention some
Kyler.
Guy. Doesn't mention
like,
some guy I've never met
don't
before.
They mention the name in the first one, babe, so they don't know.
Well,
Kyler.
That's what the synopsis says on the Netflix series Cobra Kai, season 1, episode 2, TV 14. Daniel was rattled by.
Did you know the Karate Kid, Part 3 was rated R?
What?
Really? Why?
What?
Yeah.
The first one?
No, let's.
The
third one.
But it didn't show any nudity.
Is it because of the blood?
Was there blood?
Just
on his knuckle?
Was there cussing?
Yes.
So, but remember, John Kreese's knuckles are all bloody in part one, and they didn't rate it R.
There's cussing in it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
True.
Maybe.
Let's see.
That's probably what it is.
That's what I saw, and I was like, that movie's rated R? Oh, PG-13. PG.
Oh, see? Okay. Just think otherwise.
I was wrong, okay?
To together,
right? I know, right? We're trying to figure out what did they show? Like,
what did they show boobs the whole movie? I didn't see it.
Is that what you define rated R as?
Yes, I do.
Boobs!
Y'all do. Y'all boys do. Because when y'all were younger...
Not if there's a lot of gore.
No, that's PG-13. I think if it shows, like, boobs and...
No,
like,
I think if it's a lot of blood, they can rate it...
They rated R.
Really?
Yeah.
Because look at Kill Bill almost got NC...
Double E. Is that right?
NC... I think they were, like... That the reason why Tarantino turned that whole
they blacked it out.
They black and white because it's not red, so it doesn't look like blood.
Well, even the Logan movie, what is the Wolverine movie?
Mm-hmm.
There's no nudity in that one.
Yeah, it's rated R.
And it's rated R.
Yeah.
Because I think
it's just very bloody.
Hugh Jackman
and
takes
graphic.
His shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
And boobs.
Oh wait, they show his ass on it too. Never mind.
Do they?
I think they do.
Rosie?
I think Rosie's just imagining Hugh Jackman's butt in the movie. She's like, yep, it's Rose's butt. No, they didn't.
That's probably true, though.
So, I remember.
I think they did.
What part?
When he's standing by the window.
What part?
No, that's 300.
Y'all are just thinking about... Y'all are... Both of y'all are fantasizing about Wolverine's butt. That's what it is.
Rosie just wishes that
they
show...
I think they do. I mean, doesn't he come... He's in the shower and shit?
What?
No.
Dude, you wrote in a shower scene?
I never even seen him take a shower.
What the heck is this shower scene
about? Him in the shower?
Well, just like you embarrassed me last time. This is payback.
What?
Yes.
Out of nowhere from the peanut gallery.
Oh,
terrible.
Oh, God.
Kira, everybody's looking up. Is there a shower scene in Logan?
JT's looking it up, though.
No, they don't. Like, I put in, do they show Hugh Jackman's ass in Wolverine?
Not in Wolverine.
In Logan.
Oh, they do. Like, when he gets up.
See?
And he goes to the window.
No one freaking.
No, that's Wolverine though.
That's Wolverine, not Logan.
But not Logan.
Yeah,
that's
Wolverine.
So you're getting your
movies mixed up.
Whatever.
Because Logan was rated R and they didn't show his butt.
Yeah, they do.
Wolverine, they show his butt.
They do, yeah, Wolverine. I remember when I picked.
See that the only part Rosie remembers is Hugh Jackman's butt. Yeah, he got a claw to the butt, so that's why he's got that big. Cracking it.
When he wiped his ass after he took his shit. Yep. One of his claws came out and wiped it.
Ching ching. Terrible.
Yeah, so what? Yeah.
So far, so good. I like it. We'll see.
Rosie? Because me and JT already seen that.
Daniel's already kind of getting on my nerves. But.
Rosie?
I mean, I like it. So far, I'm excited.
Like Johnny is pretty much if I knew karate.
You
like remember when he woke up with empty beer cans
babe.
And chips.
Babe.
Hey, can you grab me one too? And when he gets it with chips, I'm like that's how I sleep.
Yeah. And it's like you can't tell me you take a liking to Johnny like right off the bat.
No.
It's like you kind of put yourself in his shoes, too, kind of, like...
Because it, like, it sucks that, like, his life went, like...
Downward.
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
it's not saying that it's Daniel LaRusso's fault.
Yeah.
It's just him being, I guess, suffering maybe from, like, depression.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Like, everything in his life has gone bad after...
After that happened.
After the tournament.
Like, it's like John Kreese put him on the wrong path,
yeah.
Basically. So I would blame that on
you. Yep.
Yep.
All right.
And the dad didn't. Stepdad didn't.
Yep. And then whore Allie.
Yeah.
Which, oh, by the way, that's what I was going to talk about. Like, Daniel didn't even, like, when they're all, like, talking crap about Allie, he didn't even, like, well, you know, maybe she wasn't really a good chick because she left Daniel, too, for a football player from USC.
Yeah.
You know?
They mentioned that, what, in part two?
Yeah. So that, like... He's like, oh, like, maybe she wasn't a good girl.
Maybe she wasn't really a girl.
She'd be like, was she really? I would have been like, was she really anybody's girl?
Yeah.
She was everybody's girl.
She was, like,
molesting him with her eyes all the time. It's like, you need to chill out, girl.
Like, and she probably, this is the thing, she probably was with Johnny and then got bored of him.
Yeah.
And like, oh, I'm going to go with this new guy.
Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Jersey kid.
Yep.
Yep.
So, all right.
So episode 2, we'll cut back after the episode. Episode 2 down, and then we're learning how to do push-ups on your knuckles because somebody decided they wanted to start watching the actual episodes with us.
Put the dogs
in the kennel. Or the cage. Kennel.
So, so far things are heating up in the Cobra Kai world.
Yeah. Here he goes, right here. Look. Give me at least 3. 1...
What are you?
So right now Zai's trying to do
3. You look like a fish out of water, dude.
That's funny. He's trying to do knuckle push-ups.
Yeah.
So what did we think of episode 2?
It was awesome.
Good.
Johnny started... is caca.
Huh?
Right now, Daniel.
Daniel. You don't like Daniel, bud?
I never did.
Oh.
He's an original Cobra Kai guy from since the Karate
yeah.
Kid movie.
So part 1 opens up with episode 2 opens up with, how does it open?
The montage of Daniel waking up and his happy life.
Oh yeah.
With his big house, making breakfast for his family, beautiful wife. Working and helping his employees and stuff like that. And then, is that where they show him
driving
to work and he sees the Cobra Kai sign and he kind of just stops and he's like in shock because he's like, what the hell?
Yep.
And then this is the part where Michael's like, you're a freaking millionaire. Like, why do you care that Johnny freaking opened a Cobra Kai dojo?
You own, how many freaking car dealerships?
Yeah, which is true. But the only thing I'm thinking that he's upset because he doesn't want to spread that mentality
of
Cobra
Kai. Yeah, I think that's
high.
His thing. He doesn't want
like
that.
To other kids.
Yeah, I get it. But his kids...
are not that great.
Yeah, they're snobby.
Yeah,
his
kids are not that great. The
boys, his son's always focused on video
games.
Like
somebody
sounds
we know.
Like somebody I know.
Yep.
Who? I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's like, even the little boy's like rude to him, right? Like his little
He's like, he's all yelling at his dad, where's his soda?
Yeah,
like
he's
a
like,
jerk.
I'm thirsty. I'm like, jeez.
Well, that kid could have done some karate. What was his name? What was the son's name?
Robbie.
No,
that's the other son.
But it's still a son, though. They didn't specify two sons.
I don't know, what was his son's name?
I don't know.
Daniel Russo's son.
Yeah, I don't know.
He looked like that kid from The Wedding Singer.
Oh, the one that dances.
Yeah, see, thank you.
The one that dances.
I thought I was the only one. Then y'all got it real quick.
Yeah, but so it starts off with that.
Oh, yeah.
It starts off with that, and then it goes to. It goes to Johnny teaching Miguel his first, like, lesson. And Miguel pulls out his asthma inhaler.
But do you notice, like how they kind of pay that whole tribute to Mr. Miyagi training? Because he's like, when he's washing the window, he's like, is there any specific way you want me to wash
like,
the window?
He's like, I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
I give a shit.
You notice little things like that throughout the
like
episode.
His technique.
Yeah, his technique is completely different from Mr. Miyagi, you know what I mean?
But then, no, it's like...
Even when Miguel is, like, cleaning, like, the mats and stuff, he's telling him...
when he tells him to sand the floor, it's the same concept, but he's like...
No, but he's telling me how... He, in his mind, he's... thinking out loud, how is this supposed to help me with karate?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but he's like,
Daniel
don't forget. He's just like, don't forget to clean the other
side.
Well, this is when, like, we're passing the part where the health inspector comes in and he has to get up to code so he can run an exercise facility. And
yeah.
He's like, it's not an exercise facility.
It's
a dojo.
And he's all same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, oh, he asks, the inspector comes in, and he asks, like, are you a paying customer? He's like, and Johnny
okay.
interrupts, he's like, no, this is an immigrant. I
racist again?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Johnny's a bit racist there.
It's funny, though.
I still like him. He's funny.
But if you notice, it looks like, Johnny's a little bit down and out, but it looks like, he's like, because with Miguel, it's like things are like, he's kind of like warming up to Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually starting to care for the kid.
And it's weird because
the kid doesn't have it.
More to like Daniel, how Daniel was younger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Miguel?
Miguel's being bullied, and he's like, you know, basically like the way Daniel was as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny.
He would be Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
But in his own way.
But maybe this is. Totally telling the side of, like, Mr. Miyagi, too. Because, like, we don't know what Mr. Miyagi's point of view from Karate Kid Part 1.
That
you know what I mean?
True.
Like, you say, like, JT had the theory that Mr. Miyagi is a drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello,
Johnny's
a drunk.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe with him teaching Miguel as a student, he's starting to, like, grow... As an adult,
person, yeah, as
the
a
same
person.
Way
more mature adult.
The way Miyagi did.
Yeah.
So.
Because he didn't get as drunk as much, Mr. Miyagi. He was training Daniel.
At least he thought
oh.
he didn't get drunk as much. Didn't show it, but I guarantee you, like at the end of the day.
You guarantee? I guarantee you, Mr. Miyagi
that's
is a fucking drunk.
You.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. See, he said yeah. Then he said what?
Hey, well, when you're Mr. Miyagi's age, you'll be the same size as him.
Oh, no, we don't shrink.
Dude, yeah, you shrink.
Shrink.
Yeah, you do. You're going to shrink to 5'5".
Family don't shrink.
We don't shrink.
We don't
know.
Watch. 5'5".
Because look at mom. Look at big grandma didn't shrink. Like,
we don't know. We didn't measure her.
Little grandma did shrink.
They didn't have rulers back then, Danielle. Everybody knows that. They didn't have rulers in the 50s. We knew how tall they were.
I don't know.
Back to Cobra Kai.
Yeah, so that's what happened. But the part I like is where he throws Miguel's asthma inhaler against the wall and breaks it.
And
like,
he says,
don't have time to be a pussy.
Or he
whatever.
Says, don't bring your asthma or
your
peanut allergies.
All that made up shit.
Yeah.
Oh, when he talked about genderizing people.
And he goes,
what is that?
He's Johnny is us, dude. That's us, dude. Johnny, like, stop bringing that made up shit here.
And then it's like, she starts explaining to him and he tells him to shut up.
Yeah. Shut up!
He's I'm your guidance counselor.
Yeah. And then that's when he also tells him to do push ups on his knuckles. And he's like, okay. And then he starts doing them and he's like, never mind, do crunches or something. Don't you have
a
PE cup?
Yeah.
He's like, yes.
Dude. That's funny because it's true. I mean, that's the era
that's
where we
era.
Were. And that's, well, Miguel is the era that kids are.
It's kind of funny because it's like the way I saw episode 2, it's kind of like Johnny coming, like, because you know everything in part 1, if you notice, like, the movie he's watching, the songs he's listening to are all 80s, right?
Yeah.
And then in part, in episode 2, there's really no music. There's no 80s music, right?
Because it's focused mainly on...
So it's kind of like...
Miyagi.
It's weird because it's putting, like,
it's
Johnny,
like
which is a like kind of a fish out of water with today's youth. Like, he's stuck in his 80s way.
Yeah.
And now he has to deal with kids from the 2020s.
Yeah.
So it's like,
millennials.
Yeah, it's like, what the, we're millennials.
Like,
that's Generation Z or Y? What is
whatever.
It?
Whatever.
One of those fucking generations. But, so it's like, he's kind of out of place. So it's like a fish out of water.
Like, he's just like, yeah, he's kind of just, because he's
like you said, he's in his little shell.
Of 80s mentality.
And he still dresses like a young person, because what he's wearing, like hoodies and shit.
Yeah.
And it's even like Michael says, he has a tube TV still.
No,
like,
yeah.
I mean, flat TV.
Yeah, it's like.
So it would be us, like, because we were brought up in the 90s going into the 2000s or whatever.
That's like if you were still dressing like you were freaking grunge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're jam. Well, no, because I do it all the time.
I mean, I still
want my. If you're jamming out to Stone Temple Pilot, I'm like, I jam out to Stone Temple Pilot.
It was funny
because
they
told
me I dress freaking. I don't dress my age and shit.
Yeah, I was telling Danielle the other day, she had texted. I was like, oh, I had to radio out because I was jamming out to Static X, too. Like,
yeah.
Blasting and stuff at work, and nobody knows who that is because they're all kids, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, who's that? They're like, I was like, dude, Static X, bro. Like, really? You don't know who Static X is? They're like, no.
Your workers?
Well, yeah, some of them are young. Some of them are like, Alex, like the kid Alex, he's in his 20s. You know, he doesn't know who
Static X
is. Yeah. Remember old guys.
You gotta realize, freaking, what was it? Wisconsin Death Trip came out freaking 20 years ago.
Yeah. And it's,
so that kid wasn't even born.
Knows all that, but because I guess he heard it from us.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, you know. So he, you know, well, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like Johnny is stuck in
80s. Yeah.
So it's like kind of like the episode one where you're getting all these 80s things. His car, the music, the movies.
He's stuck in his comfortable
era.
Yeah.
So that when he was the most successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now it's like he's going into this new.
The real world now.
Oh, and becoming the adult as. Nowadays, well, in this
era.
So he's trying to kind of parent Miguel in his own messed up way.
Because obviously he's not a very good
parent at all to his own son.
Yeah, well, because they show it later on in this episode. But that's when the inspector goes in and he inspects him and then he tells him, like, oh, cool rattlesnake. And he's like, oh, it's a cobra. And he's like, oh, I'm so
stupid.
He's
like, duh.
Cobra K. And then he's like, what's that?
That's going to be my dojo, Cobra K.
And then that's when it goes to the country club. It shows Daniel's life.
With his douchey
son. This one
his son is the worst.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to dislike Daniel because I like Daniel.
But he comes off kind of douchey, right?
Yeah, he does. He comes, like, he forgot his humbleness. Like,
yeah.
He forgot.
I get that, too.
Yeah.
Where he came from.
That's what I was telling Danielle. It seems like he forgot everything that Miyagi taught him.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like.
So,
yeah,
Daniel's trash and he sucks.
I don't want to think that,
so
but
Johnny,
yes, it's coming out.
Yeah,
like
Johnny, you know, opens the dojo, Cobra Kai dojo. I get he doesn't want him teaching kids that same Cobra Kai mentality, but at the same time, it's like. Hey, he has no money. He's trying to do something for himself.
So who's to say that Johnny only became rich because of his stepdad?
And he refused to.
He doesn't want
to
take money
exactly.
From his stepdad.
So he was humbled throughout the whole thing, even through the original Karate Kid.
But
he only following the directions of his sensei.
I'm wondering how. Does Johnny have the rights to Cobra Kai? Like, how did he get that trademark?
Well, John.
Yeah, because isn't that from Terry Silver?
Yeah.
Well, John Kreese is like, remember? Oh no,
like
he's
still can't.
Alive.
You
like,
can't like.
I'm
in other words, Rosie's kind of got a point. You can't
but
just.
I can't say nothing.
You can't just be like, hey, I'm gonna name it this.
Yeah.
So yeah, but until somebody complains about it, like if John Kreese came out on the networks and said, hey. Cobra Kai was mine. I'm going to sue you for it. But other than that, if he doesn't say shit, he could keep the name.
Yeah, I guess that's what he's playing for. Like, he's kind of, like, just taking
like, he could have just spelt it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of Cobra K, he could have Cobra Kai.
No, instead of
Cobra first
Kai,
of all, okay, speaking of, like, names, can we talk about Kyler is the stupidest name ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to get to that because the synopsis in Netflix says about Kyler, right? And Michael's like, who the hell is Kyler? Rosie and Michael were like, who the hell
like
is
Kyler? I don't know. It's I don't like it for a guy. Maybe a girl would be okay.
Yeah, Kyler sounds
not even. Kyler's just a half-ass name. It's from Skyler.
You're just fucking saying shit that rhymes. It's like Skylar, but you know.
Skylar. She just starts saying so, well, so it goes to the country club and it shows like everything. Yeah, you meet one of, what's the daughter's name?
Sam.
I don't know, Fugly something?
No, that's her friend.
Huh?
No, his daughter.
Daniel's daughter, Sam. Named Sam.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
Sam, so he, what's her name? Is her her best friend that used to be her best friend? Was it Felicia or...
Felicia.
Yeah.
Oh,
she...
Fugly Felicia.
Wait, we haven't gotten
okay.
to that
okay, part. Okay, I'm sorry.
With the picnic.
And then... She's like asking for Samantha, Sam, and he's like, "Oh, she's at her grandma's or whatever." But really,
they're lying because she doesn't want to hang out with.
Yeah.
Her
she's not popular. She's a dork. She's
yeah,
because
she goes to like
robot
camp.
She doesn't
want to
be a nerd.
Which
robot
kind of,
camp sound
which
cool.
Which kind of upsets me when the mom says that because
yeah.
it's kind of like, hey, this.
Like the mom is
better.
Covering up too.
Yeah, this,
yeah.
Like she's a cool mom and stuff, but yeah, that's like you're just leading your daughter into the wrong crowd. Like even though the girls are popular, there can be popular people that are actually good people,
yeah.
not assholes. And during this time when they're having that at the country club, Sam is having the pool party with all those supposedly.
Kyler.
Cool
See,
friends and Kyler.
Those popular kids want to fit in. That's why they're like all snobby and acting like that.
Yeah. So,
like you can be popular and don't have to freaking try to fit in.
Like, see, like, okay, Sam is trying. Like, Sam wants to be popular and fit in with the rich. Well, the other rich girls, which is fine. But you notice with her, she's the nicer of them.
Yeah, she is because like.
And, at other, well, like at Miguel's.
Yeah, like when the cafeteria part, which is later in the episode,
yeah.
she does like smile at Miguel.
Like
but was Miguel checking out her or the blonde chick?
Her.
Yeah.
But
and
so,
that's when Kyler gets next to her and he like.
What do you want, Rhea?
Yeah. Yeah, but at the.
And
pool,
that dude, that's not even a cool, like.
Nickname?
Yeah, like that's not even an insult. Rhea.
It's short for diarrhea.
I get it.
But, still,
but that's not like that
that's
could
a,
that could be a real person's name now. Like if you think about it, oh, that's Rhea.
That's a half-ass like.
So it's Kyle, whatever.
Kyler.
Kyler.
They could have called him shit pants.
See, yeah, we
would have
came up with something.
What's up, shit pants? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's better, Rhea. They'll be like, oh, how do you know that guy, Rhea?
I mean,
that's a real name.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of names we would have called them, but...
Look at Reba!
What did you say?
Reba?
Reba's like, that's just
Why
a name.
Why are you getting mad?
What did you say?
What'd you say about Reba? Like, who else? Who else?
Nobody knows my husband loves Reba McEntire, so that's why he got
there.
Okay. Okay, first of all, how many people have you met named Reba?
Reba McEntire?
You haven't met
her. In my dreams, I have.
Oh my
god.
Who else? Who else? But that's what I'm saying. Rhea is like, could have been short for some other name.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so the
look at Raya.
Yeah.
Isn't that a dating site for famous people? See?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, okay, the pool party.
Urea?
Wait, let's get back to
well,
the
that sounds
pool
like
party.
A part of your body that you
Ew.
Pee out of, right?
Urea.
Like urethra. But
so,
yeah.
Okay, the pool party, they come, the parents come home, and he's like, is all of the guys wearing my trunks? So he makes them leave. All
how many trunks does he have?
But
well,
he
has money. He probably had a lot of trunks.
And
then, like, I would have been like, just keep them. Like, I don't want somebody else's
no.
balls in my...
Oh, yeah, take them off.
Take
right?
them off and take, like, get out of my, like, you know.
Yeah,
ooh,
the part
I don't want other people's balls in my swim trunks.
The part that I didn't like is because the mom pulls him inside, Daniel inside, and telling him basically he's being too hard
mm-hmm.
on Sam, and I'm like...
No, that was
mean,
a...
I don't know.
I was like, that was my mom... No. I was like, I'm sorry. That is not...
And my mom would have probably hit me in front of everybody.
Yes. And sure. It's like, no, I mean... And then what did she say? That's when she says the part, like, she wants to be with the popular girls. Like, girls can be brutal or whatever. It's like, yeah, exactly. You don't want her hanging out with
girls like that.
Yeah.
Like, because that's teaching her to be brought up the wrong way.
I'm not gonna lie. Like,
and then
she
calls Felicia a nerd. Like, she doesn't want to be a nerd. So basically, saying that Felicia's a nerd.
Yeah.
It's like, I would rather want my daughter hanging out with Felicia than.
Yeah.
Than those girls.
Somebody with a good head on their shoulder.
Yeah.
To have a future.
Well,
yeah.
What did they call her? Alicia? Foglicia.
No, Foglicia.
Foglicia.
I was like, whatever, neither of those girls are even that pretty, the popular girls.
And why do they go to why don't they go to private school? If they're rich.
Well, maybe they're rich and they go to private school because it's kind of like they know if they go to private school, they can rule more because it's.
No, they
okay.
don't
like,
go to private
school.
They go to public
school. I mean, public school, that's what I mean.
Well, there's some public schools and.
That's why I never got, like, in Jawbreaker, like
look
I was telling you.
She's all that?
Exactly.
I mean, you have a lean.
But then again, that's like a Beverly Hills public school.
But at the
yeah.
same time, maybe there's parents that don't want to put their kids in.
Yeah, you have more
school.
Leniency, I think, in a public school than you do. And you don't have,
I think in a private school,
you've
got to
wear
a
uniform
and shit like that.
You would think the way Daniel is, he would send her to a private school.
Yeah, since he's like all about karate and bonsai.
Yeah, he grew up in a public school.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And
then why does he tell her, New Jersey tough? That girl is not from New Jersey.
She has Jersey blood in her.
She grew up rich all her life.
Yeah, so she knows nothing about Jersey.
Well, obviously, she's not tough.
She's not tough. The son is bullshit.
The son is annoying.
Yeah,
I hate that kid.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore didn't dance with him at the freaking bar mitzvah. And that's why he's mad playing video games.
You're horrible, dude.
That's who that guy looked like.
That is not. The guy from that had red hair.
So this is...
I don't pay attention to their hair color.
After the pool party, this is where he comes into the school, where Miguel's first day at school, and he sits with Eli and Dimitri.
The guy that made out with the lawnmower.
Dimitri. Eli is the one that...
Made out with the lawnmower.
Scar on his lip.
Yeah, he has a scar.
He's got Joaquin Phoenix lip.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah. Stop being mean to kids.
They have it, didn't you?
No, but I'm saying,
lawnmower.
I know.
That's what they said in the episode.
But you should stay. That's what the blonde girl said, called him, look at the kid that looks like he...
You're being a bully, Michael.
Yeah.
That's what they said in the episode.
Who said it?
The blonde chick.
The blonde chick said, look at the kid who looks like he made out with the lawnmower.
Don't be blaming me for making that up.
No, but you just said it like it was coming from
it,
you.
Like coming from you.
You know,
I don't even see it. Like
That's crazy, though. Like, I think, like, when you're a kid and you're that age, like, minor shit, like a scar on your lip, like, they point shit out like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as... You get older.
That's just like
in your 30s or
that's 40, like a trait.
You see somebody with a cleft lip, you're like, you know, or a scar on their lip, you're like, okay, whatever, you know, whatever.
Like, look at Joaquin Phoenix. He
it's
made
because,
a freaking.
It's because when you're younger, it's like you don't have shit to do, so you focus
on
shit.
You don't know
shit.
How to shit talk.
Stupid
so
shit.
You focus
and then it's
on
like,
stupid.
Who wants a freaking.
It's minute stuff, you know,
yeah.
Like, you know, it's not like he's.
Like, he looks like a
normal kid. He's just like, yeah, he has that little, the half moon.
Because I have a scar on my eyebrow. And
I have one,
I
too.
I don't know if, like, later on down the road, they're like, hey, look at that fucking guy. Look like he winked at us a lot more. You know what I mean?
He winked at a lot?
No, look at Jason Momoa has his scar down his face, too.
Yeah.
Don't
and nobody ever noticed that. She's
going to
be like, did you see him without his pants in Aquaman?
Yeah.
And we're like, no, that didn't happen.
Oh,
yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Minute 34 in the movie,
yep.
He takes his pants out.
Yeah.
And we're like, you need to calm down.
Jack could actually, in fact, take both their pants off.
Yeah, that's Rosie.
Rosie's, like, you know how they have that that website, Mr. Skin, for, like, guys that show, like, celebrity nudes or whatever?
Yeah.
Rosie's the Mrs. Skin. For she like documents just guys being nude.
Oh yeah, that's good. What website is this? That would be a good job for you.
She's like, in 34 minutes in of Wolverine, Hugh Jackman takes his pants off.
So her life is just filled.
And you
with
can
plus.
Slightly see his testicles.
You get
right
butt
there.
Crack and
right
a couple
there.
Hairs. You get butt crack
yeah.
and a couple hairs.
Shit.
She's like, I
love that job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to the episode. Because once again, we're going back to Hugh Jackman's butt.
I know. Miguel tries to go talk to Sam, and that's when Kyler and his friends go.
Kyler.
Yeah, dude, and he's like, the way he talks, like, he doesn't open, you realize that when he talks, he doesn't open his mouth wide.
It's annoying, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
and then he kind of talks, like, he doesn't open his mouth.
So you talking about being bullies?
Hey, but I'm bullying the villain of this movie.
she's a fuck Kyler, he doesn't know how to talk.
Rosie would agree with me.
He stutters.
Yeah, so, and then he's not even that great looking. Rosie,
I said he looked like a young John Cho from Harold and Kumar. He looks like a young version of that to me.
I can see similarities, but what's his name?
Because I can't say nothing.
What's his name's more handsome? It's handsome, like,
oh, John Cho.
Looking, yeah. But, and then that's when they call him Rhea again. They call him Leo Rhea. And
which is the worst. Like, they'd be like, how do you know Rhea? Like, if those girls knew, I'd be like, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's short for diarrhea. I was like, I would have been like,
stupid, yeah.
Get more original.
Why did they go back to the dope?
I would have called him, like, shit face or shithead or...
Shit break.
Because Kyler tells...
Moist shorts.
Daniel starts noticing his...
Oh, and they go to dinner. Well, because Daniel invites...
Oh, but remember, yeah, because she's talking to her friends and the subject comes up of she's getting, what's her name, the blonde girl's getting a new vehicle because of the deer that they hit, which is really Johnny's car
mm-hmm.
that they hit, and she needs a ride to school, and that's when Daniel comes in, and that's when they bring up Kyler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, why don't you invite him to dinner, and we can talk to him. And this is the part that got Michael mad, is the dinner.
Like, Daniel's making this badass sushi.
Yeah,
like, badass sushi. And then he's like, I don't like fish.
Yeah.
I like, and they're like, what about fish sticks? Fucking fish sticks.
She's like, you like fish sticks? But Sam is not very bright for saying, well, remember at school you like fish. That's nothing like fish sticks.
Yeah.
That's not a good
That's
comparison.
Not, sushi is not like fish sticks.
Zai
would eat fish sticks.
Yeah. So, and
anyone?
No, I don't care for fish sticks.
I mean, it has to depend on the brand.
You don't like fish?
You ate Fred's fried fish, which is like...
It's like fish stick.
A San Antonio legend, because there's nobody ever in the parking lot, but I don't know how their business stays open.
And only one person does the whole thing.
Fred's fish
yeah.
is good.
It is. Cause, but I don't know where they catch the squared fish from. Because it's a square patty.
Fits
you know,
perfectly
fits,
on sandwich.
Yeah,
bread.
It's like...
It's good fresh,
maybe
fresh
they put
fish.
It in a
it
square.
Is,
they smash it. I don't know. They probably square it up.
They square it up, man.
Maybe
hey,
when they catch
hey,
the
hey,
fish,
hey.
They shred it,
right.
And then they make
yeah,
it into
like,
square a square.
Up, bitch ass.
Right?
Bitch.
It's like tuna. It's like tuna, right? They just smash it into a mold.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Hey, chef, make sure that fish is square. Square that shit up.
That's Rosie.
By the way, I saw Hugh Jackman's ass.
Minute 34. Wolverine, motherfucker. Why is that lady yelling at me?
I know.
You better put some jalapenos in that
yeah.
basket.
Give me some jalapenos and some ketchup.
I know. Yeah, so they're eating dinner, and that's where Michael gets mad. And what Rosie was saying, what did you say about the...
Daniel
notice.
Starts noticing and asks...
Asks him.
He asks him. See? Still thinking about Hugh Jackman. She asks him.
Still thinking about ass, Rosie. God.
So he asks him about the bruised eye, the bruised eye, and then his
well, he
fist.
Says because the bruised eye was from wrestling.
Yeah.
But then
he asked him about his shiner.
That he's all is that.
And not the beard.
If
somebody asks me, hey, what... What's up with that shiner there? I was like, I would have been like, I didn't have no beard.
Yeah, and then he says wrestling, and then Dad's like, oh, is that how you messed up your knuckles too?
Yeah. But then he ends up saying, like, don't worry about it. I got into plenty of fights when I was your age. And he's like, oh, no, it wasn't like that.
Oh, with kids. He goes,
mm-hmm.
I got into a lot of...
Oh, with kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it wasn't a kid. And he's
like, wait, is something going on at home? And
yeah.
He's like,
I mean, good on Daniel that he's concerned about their...
Yeah.
Even though...
Don't get me wrong, he has good character.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, but... And that's when Tyler makes up this story about this homeless-looking guy just jumping him in his...
And then
Hotler... leaves out that he's...
After trying to buy protein bars, he says.
Instead... Well, he stutters because he was going to say beer. Did you see that?
I
he was like,
that.
When we're about buying... And he goes, protein bars.
Oh, I didn't. And what part is that?
And that's when he's putting it, like, this guy, homeless
he puts
guy.
Two and two together.
Yeah, this homeless-looking guy busted up. What do you
say?
Karate.
He's
karate.
And he's
always,
By the mini mall.
My friends by the mini mart.
Saw the Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's all, what mini mart was this? Like, what strip mini mall, right? That's what he asked?
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's when it goes back to the Cobra Kai dojo, and he's having Miguel, that's in the part with the windows. He's like, do you care how I clean these windows? He's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And,
hey, after you're done, you can go ahead and
clean the toilet.
Clean the toilets on your knees.
On your hands and knees.
Yes.
Yeah, and then that's when Daniel comes in, and Johnny's like, well,
but this is why I, like, I get, like, that Daniel's over there, hey, you know, are you, like, messing, like, beating up kids?
Because he told the wrong thing.
Yeah, are you beating up kids? And then when Johnny says those guys were jumping a weaker...
He's like, I didn't beat up kids, I beat up some assholes. That's what he said.
That were bullying...
a kid half their size.
Yeah.
And Daniel stays quiet, like, what kind of...
And then he's like, well, those are my daughter's friends.
Like, that doesn't make them good people because you don't know the company your daughter's keeping.
And then that's when he tells him, be careful.
It all makes sense that they're your daughter's friends. He's like, what is that supposed to mean?
He goes, why don't you keep track of your family or whatever?
Yeah, keep tabs on your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, which he's not lying because...
Tabs on your family because obviously you don't know your
daughter. I mean, because his daughter totally... They did a hit and run on him,
yeah.
Pretty much, and
he didn't say shit.
And
yeah.
Johnny knows that Sam, right?
Yeah.
Sam
was
involved, but he doesn't say anything because the daughter obviously did not
come
forward and say, "Hey, Dad, we hit somebody."
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's when he starts walking away, and then Daniel's like,
"This
I'm,
isn't over."
I'm right. He know. He says, "I'm right here." And
no, that's what
went,
Johnny said.
He went, oh.
Because Daniel's like, this isn't over between me and you.
I thought he said, this is over between
me. No.
He said, it isn't?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he starts walking out, and that's when Johnny's like, I'm right here.
Yeah, he waves him off, and then he just walks out. And then it just ends right there.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun!
So next two episodes.
Which will probably be on our Patreon, right? Because
yes.
These are the... Cobra Kai are going to Patreon, so we'll probably do it the same format.
These two are just for
these are
everybody.
Main feed.
Yeah.
Okay, just to give them a taste, right?
Yeah.
To lure them in.
Yeah.
Like, come on, hook set, let's go.
Why are you doing your nipple like that?
No, hook.
Oh.
I don't know, I looked like he was playing with his nipple.
I know, I was like, what are you doing, breastfeeding?
Got a bunch of assholes and nipples in here. Jesus.
So,
yeah,
every time we watch Cobra Kai, we'll bust out the little recording and we'll do... Like I said, one episode, next episode.
And it's good they're only 30 minutes.
Yeah,
like
so we could do, we could knock out, like, a couple within, like, one sitting.
Well, you know, Rosie's gonna be like, I'm gonna watch Cobra Kai.
We could have kept on watching it, but like we said at the beginning of the recording, we gotta watch Adesanya versus Costa, which is, I've been waiting for, so.
Yeah.
So. Martial art day.
Alright.
But if y'all want more Cobra Kai, join us at Dead Rooster Radio at patreon.com, right?
Yes.
Or join our Facebook page at Dead Rooster Radio Podcast?
I don't have
my card.
Dead Rooster Radio is just our group if you want to join our
group. I don't know our phone number right now because I don't have my card.
Of course.
So when we're in the studio, Danielle, because you like...
Why do you act like we're so fancy?
We have a studio, Danielle. When we're in studio, I have my card in front of me so I can read everything off it, but I don't have anything. But, till, well, what, I guess we're going to have to off mic discuss about October recordings, because I'm sure we're going to want to do horror, right?
Yeah.
Terrify Rosie month.
Yep, it sure is.
So we'll get back to y'all
next time.
You'll find out. Mm-hmm. But for Dead Rooster Radio,
yep.
Danielle, JT,
right.
Five Star Rosie, and Mike, say we're out.